So what have we heard today? And what are we going to lay hold of today? What is God speaking to us today? That's the question that demands an answer from verse 1. If we've heard things today of the person and the work and the glory and the greatness of the Lord Jesus, the margin says, lest we let them slip. It means to run out as leaking vessels, that we don't keep the full value of them because they run out. And how are we going to lay hold of these things? Are we going to lay hold of these things? Are they going to lay hold of us so that we enjoy those things? Because if the things spoken of angels brought a swift dealing with, then what about us? And us is not, again, whether we lose salvation. My understanding is not that we're talking of losing salvation here, but that we're losing the value, the enjoyment. And if God dealt before in judgment, what is his judgment going to be on us if we just neglect all these things? Not eternal judgment again. And my understanding, it's for now. What is God going to deal with us if we let these things run away from us?
Well, I was just thinking, Brother John, it's not just only the matter of giving heed, but it is, Mr. Darby says, it's more abundantly, giving heed more abundantly. You know, we've heard a lot, as you said this morning, and so we've, you know, picked up some things today. But what am I going to do with them? Giving more abundant heed to the things that I have heard. And then you notice it's not really that they slip away from us. It's we slip away from them, because God's word and the preciousness of Christ and the thoughts of God remain constant. They're immovable. They stand. It's like, just to use the natural analogy, it's like the fixed law of gravity. It never changes. I've tried to go up on a roof and jump off, hoping that I can flap my hands and I'll fly. It doesn't happen. Gravity stands firm. Where God is concerned, things are fixed. And we are the ones that are to align ourselves with it. And so I think that's the strong challenge to my heart. How much of the greatness and the preciousness and the glory of Christ that comes before us am I going to consistently remain in line with the same, in the appreciation of these things?
Because there's a tendency for us to drift away. All we like sheep have gone astray. There's that tendency that we all have, whether we are younger or older, to drift away from spiritual things.
It's actually the expression that you use for a ship that slip away, mm-hmm. a ship that is not really anchored well. Mm-hmm. And as a result of the waves and the movement, you find it just moving away. And that's really us. If we are not anchored mm-hmm. in the truth that is revealed in chapter 1, he does that in the epistle many times, where he brings truth and then he gives a warning. Let's take heed. He brings truth and let's take heed. So what do we learn there? That this one who have God's, who is God's object, who have accomplished everything for the glory of God, who, no matter how great a system, God-given system is, there is one who is greater than that, who, one that from him, everything that is in connection with the pleasure of God and care for the believer is there. And that's not a theoretical thing. You said, okay, we learn a lot of theoretical thing about the greatness of the Lord Jesus, how great he is, he's greater than everything, he is the eternal Son, he is God, all of these things, okay, but then what? But if that doesn't take firm hold me firmly, that to know that the one I belong to is the one who had accomplished everything for God, I would not walk in this world now kind of in a despair and distress and no, really, I don't have anybody that cares for me and I'm not sure even if I'm saved or not and, you know, all of these difficulties that happen here. Because these Hebrews were going through that. And where are we? We have left God-given religious system. We are have no inheritance here. We have no glory here. We are despised by our own and by the Gentiles. What is it for me? So he directs their eyes there and puts their feet firm on what Christ have done for the pleasure of God. You and I are into that company now, and everything is being taken care of, and that gives faith, which is really the object or the subject of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Faith that takes hold of the eternal Son of God in all His glory and His beauty and make me firm. So I'm walking here in that scene, not drifting by every wind of doctrine, not drifting with all of the pressure of life. I am focusing on the one who took care of everything for the glory of God.